Hello everybody. Hello, it's George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. So more gladsome tidings from Russia, and that is that Lieutenant General Vladimir Alexeyev has been shot several times in Moscow. Now, he's high up in Glavnaya Razvedka Upravlenia, which is the main intelligence directorate, as in it's military intelligence. And they do have a very military attitude, which is kill the enemy, rather than the SVR, who are maybe the scholars, the gentlemen, the ladies of the intelligence world, who are more about gathering the secret information, analyzing it, doing something with it, manipulating people, not into wet operations. But Alexeyev is one of those, more the great clunking fist of so-called intelligence, and don't really mind if they leave their fingerprints all over it. They're the people who did the Sergei Skripal poisoning, and it's just totally for them, so flat-footed, that they didn't even manage to kill their target. Yet they did kill somebody else who's completely uninvolved, and they left a trail leading right back to them. So it was shot in northwest Moscow, which is usually one of the swisher areas. Haven't found out exactly where he is, so they haven't stated what his condition is. He may yet succumb to his injuries. There other GRU officers have been shot dead in Russia. Now, presumably Ukraine is behind it. Ukraine normally doesn't come around out and say it, but sometimes Ukrainian military officers or whatever, people close to the president, give a nod and a wink, and they want the press to know that it was them without explicitly confirming it. I mean, was it qui bono? Who would want to kill him? Now, I mean, there are possible other motives, as in he's offended somebody, he's having an affair with somebody's wife or whatever. But, you know, one splice of Occam's razor, the most blatant suspect is Ukraine. Okay, he's a serving military officer in time of war, so he is a legitimate target, and not carrying a weapon at the time you shoot him. I think that one went out over a century ago. When you fire a missile, when you drop a bomb, people don't ask themselves whether people are getting killed are holding a weapon at the time, right? Where they're asleep on a ship, they're asleep in a base on the ground, you know, they're not active. People don't consider it immoral to kill these people whilst asleep or whilst unarmed and so on. And there was no way they could have taken him prisoner when he's, you know, hundreds of miles inside Russian territory, took him all back to Ukraine. So the gunman has fled. There's CCTV all over Moscow. They're well into face recognition technology. It's a surveillance state. So it's very hard to kill this person and be able to get away with it. So Alexeyev, he's someone that they really were against, because he was part of those who participated in negotiations with Ukraine earlier in the war while the siege of Mariupol was on. He's also, when there was that Prigozhin coup on the 22nd of June 2023, this guy Alexeyev was one of those who was sent to parley with Prigozhin and bring it to an end. And so forth. So he's very senior ranking. Well, that's it. So the Ukrainians, they can have their own guys go there. Some of them are native speakers of Russian, composers of Russians, get false ID cards or whatever. Russia's got this huge porous border. So it's very difficult to stop them crossing over from Ukraine, even in wartime, or come in through other routes via Belarus. I don't know. People who are already there, even they're actually not Ukrainian citizens, but maybe of Ukrainian blood and sympathy, or they farm it out, they subcontract, you know, because there's the mob underworld in Moscow. So they could have taken out a contract in his life. The guy killing him might not even realize he's a military officer, just paid to do it, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and things like that. And obviously the money goes way further in Russia, would do in another Western country. So that's why Russia likewise has subcontract these slayings to organize crime aboard in Turkey and places like that. And in 2024, when a very senior Russian military officer, I think in chemical weapons, Lieutenant General Yegor Kirillov, when he was killed by a bomb just outside his flat in Moscow, is an Uzbek man who was found guilty of it. I'm not sure if that's actually true, because they just blame innocent people. There's a lot of racism towards Central Asians, but I mean, it could be true. And obviously, they tend to have the grittier jobs, the lower paid jobs, and might be more open to persuasion to doing this. So Ukraine obviously puts a lot of time into this, quite a lot of endeavor, money, presumably. Well, you can say, even if you kill him, that's only one person. I know he's a senior ranking general. Now, I know the argument is that these people have to be grown. You can't just turn someone into a general straight away, a lieutenant general, he or she has to be in the army for decades to rise to that level, have enough experience, do enough courses. So it's not that easy to replace. The other thing is, it's sort of demoralizing for Russia. It shows you can hit them in their own capital city. You know, one killing in Moscow is worth 100 on the front line. Bring it home to Muscovites that, and this is not a costly option, that Putin is not making you safer. Is making you, well, putting you in peril. And so, of course, there's heightened belligerence at the beginning that first happens, but after a while, they become disaffected, disenchanted, they're minded to sue for peace, just like morale is ebbing away in Ukraine. Then Russia has to put more resources in trying to secure the capital. These are troops who could be fighting on the front line. It's attention grabbing, it says, is there in the headlines. What else? It puts a chill wind in the minds of other senior Russian military officers. You could be next. Don't think that you can send the low-level guys to get killed. Even you've got a lot of scrambled egg on your shoulder, you know, your name is on somebody's list. There's a bullet out there with your name on it. So I think that's why they're putting considerable effort into it. And their snipers have on the front line, certainly the early in the war, made quite some effort to kill senior officers. And presumably let a lower-level targets go. They could have killed several privates. They didn't bother with that. They waited to get someone senior. I'm thinking that would impact Russia more negatively, especially someone on the front line. He's dead. You know, is he really dead? He is dead. Okay, he's got to be replaced. So order has to be who's to replace him. Promote the three officers under him. Who was the one who's filled up? It goes up. Now it might be the one who's longer serving or something like that. So certainly we haven't seen the last such. I know Ukraine's going to keep trying to do this. I'm saying that this is fairly successful for them. They've got a real grudge against this guy. And it's humiliating from Putin that, you know, he can't even keep his own capital city secure. So it shows to senior Russian officers that you will pay a price. You're never safe, however far from the front line at home. You know, you always got to be looking over your shoulder. So I'm sure they're going to continue operations of this kind, which is surely morally and legally justified. Now, I'm not a pacifist. It's better if wars weren't fought. And I feel sorry for the great majority of Russian soldiers and Ukrainian soldiers, certainly the civilians who were killed. And I realize they mostly aren't bad people, and good people serve evil causes, and they're duped by propaganda, or they go along with things because that's the path of least resistance. They're a bit conformist. People dupe themselves. There's a my side bias. They only hear one side because of censorship in Russia and so forth. You might say some of the soldiers fighting might even be against the war, but now the war's began. Well, we better not. I don't want my country to lose, and so on. And it's not that there's no justice or no logic on the Russia side at all. Very little. Russia's definitely on the wrong on this one, but there probably never was a war fought in which one side is 100% righteous, the other side 100% unrighteous, and so forth. And you've got to ask yourself, what would you do in their shoes? I mean, Russia is definitely the aggressor, is entirely responsible for this war, and should end it. But yeah, and even evil people can have positive aspects to them. And the people who get killed, he or she was once somebody's baby. He or she had people who loved him, and this is breaking up a whole network of relationships. And it's all the fault of the Russian regime. It's all the fault of Putin's Nazi regime, without which this war never, ever would have started. It could end today. Right. So I'm very happy I live in peace. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.